Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I'm Betsy Thompson here with the sweet, wonderful Laura Seifert.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Love so getting to hang out with you.
I do too, Betsy.
I was thinking the other day how we met. Because somebody said, how did you and Laura? Somebody said, do you actually know Laura? And I said, I do.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
And I said, how do we? Golf Crest Bible study lunches.
You came?
Yes. Remember Tamara Skeet, who's not Tamara Skeet anymore because she got married. She brought me. She was like, you have to come hear this girl teach.
I do remember that.
And she brought me. And then I just came.
And were you in this role already or were you?
Yes.
Okay, already in the role.
Yeah, but not for very long. I'd been here maybe a year as the women's director.
Aww.
But came and that was the first time I got to hear you teach. And then we realized we're both Aggies.
I was going to say, then we went to coffee. And then we had all sorts of connections.
All kinds of stuff. We both went to Grace.
Yes.
Up there in College Station and all the things. And so.
We had lots of mutual friends.
Yes.
And just instant chemistry.
Yes. So fun. And
love Betsy Thompson.
We like to chat and talk and laugh. And
chitter chat.
It's all good. Listen, I'll be honest. It was hard to even hit play.
I know.
To like hit go for this because we just, anyway.
We just covered all the things before we hit go.
So fun. Y'all, Laura Seifert. If you have been at Sagemont very long, you have heard her speak and teach here. We've had you do Holiday Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You've done Ladies Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
You were a breakout speaker at our conference way back in the day. Like in 2016 or something. And so we've gotten the blessing of getting to hear her teach. And you actually just did Ladies Night Out for us Monday night.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Thank you. So good. Y'all, listen, you really are just a gifted. Well, I will say this. You are a gifted speaker, but I love that you use your gift to teach God's word.
Oh, thank you.
And you really, really do.
I appreciate that.
You do such a good job.
Well, I love your church, and I love any time I get to be here. It's been a minute since I've...
It has.
And so I loved when you reached out to invite me back, so I was super happy.
It was so...
Love being with y'all.
I love when she hangs out. So we're going to jump into why I asked you to come do Ladies Night Out in just a minute. We're going to talk about that. But just share a little bit about you... We already know she's an Aggie, so she's good people. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Okay.
You're a Friendswood girl now.
Yeah, born and raised in Friendswood. Born and raised in Denton, Texas. Grew up in Denton, went to Texas A&M, graduated and said, God, I'll go anywhere but Houston. Please don't send me to Houston.
Do you know how many people say that? Like the number of people
big.
I hear going, ugh, I don't want, I told the Lord I didn't want to move to Houston. That's why Houston's so populated, because people keep saying,
right.
God, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, and he's like, watch
and
this.
We'll go.
So moved to Houston, got a job, and had come to Christ when I was a young girl, but really college was transformative for me because I was serving God without really loving God. I was serving God with this mentality of trying to earn his love, I think, and I didn't know it until I just got burned out. And that was probably my junior year in college. And at that point, I sat with my Young Life college director and kind of was expressing to him, I just feel really cranky. I just couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew it was something spiritual that was going on. And he began to kind of walk through the gospel in a way that I had shared with other people, but it felt like for the first time, it was really real to me in a new way of I knew I loved God and I knew I was serving God and I knew I was saved. I didn't know I needed a savior until I started to understand the kind of the depravity of my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always been kind of a good girl. And so you couldn't point to a lot of sinful behavior. And so I kind of in some way thought I was probably a good team player and just did not understand. I know that probably sounds bizarre, but for me, there was a misconnect with the cross and my actual need for it.
Mm.
Now I had received it, but I didn't really know. And God in his grace in college just allowed me to see the gunkiness of my heart. And my college director kind of walked me through that and helped me identify what was going on. And that really changed my life forever, just understanding that need. And so that kind of led me down a new trajectory of feeling a call to ministry, but thinking people in ministry are, I always say, neatly tucked. They've got it all together. They're like, they got this thing down. And I knew I was messy. And so I thought, well, that can't be God calling me. That's got to be gas or something. And so I just kind of pushed it away. And I went into the corporate world after college for 6 years. And then after a Walk to Emmaus retreat, actually, we'd just been talking about that, really felt that call was mm-hmm. unavoidable. And so then stepped into ministry.
Yeah. And I love any of us that can break the myth of the tucked in part yeah. of being in ministry. So so not true.
Yeah.
So, but so often you hear that yeah. that's what people think.
Yes.
And you're like that, or even just to come to church.
Right.
Or to follow the Lord. I have to get it all together mm-hmm. to make sure my stuff isn't.
I have no. to be shiny.
Yeah.
Spiritually shiny, whatever that means.
Just not true.
Yeah. And I always say, listen, I will always make you feel better about yourself.
Me too. Because I tell people that all the time. I'm like, I'm just giving people permission yes, to make mistakes.
Be free.
My yes. mistakes help others.
Yes.
Still they can.
Gift of service. Yes. Yeah.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
I so love that part of your testimony of I was saved.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation, like my eternity was set.
Right.
But my time on earth and how I lived it, God needed to get a hold mm-hmm. of that and have that change. And just not even change, but just your eyes open
yes.
to the daily need.
Yes.
Not for salvation. That's one and done. That's mm-hmm. set. But the daily need of the Lord to have our heart be while we're doing things. Mm-hmm. And I love it because the main huge reason, one, I love you, but the other big reason I asked you to come to Ladies Night Out is we're talking about serving mm-hmm. and going. Mm-hmm. And you immediately come to my mind mm-hmm. because you're just a person that exhibits that. But I think at the same time, we have to be so careful because sometimes our serving is our checklist to make us think, as long as I'm yeah. serving in all these ways, I'm good with God.
That's right.
Versus I am good with the Lord yeah. and it's out of that overflow
is exactly
that
right.
I'm serving.
That's right.
And so I love that even at a young age, college mm-hmm. age, that the Lord allowed you to get that right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've been able to walk it
yes,
out.
That's right. Yeah. That's a great, you know, on Monday, I talked about Mary Magdalene and when she encountered the resurrected Christ, and she saw him, she didn't recognize him at first, but when he called her name, that, you know, my sheep know my
yes.
voice, that all came back and was familiar. And it was the overflow when he said, go and tell. It was from the overflow. It wasn't, I hope that this will be pleasing to him. And I hope that he'll love me. She was clinging to him because she knew how much he loved her. And from that's what kind of fueled her and gave her the fuel to go and tell.
That's beautiful.
The same exact thing that happened to me. It was like, I'll do whatever you ask me to do. And you really, when you encounter Christ, it's just the reactive. It's just our reactive nature at that point, and it's our way we worship is just, my life is yours.
Mm-hmm.
My life
yeah.
is yours. And yeah. it doesn't mean you always have that level of emotion and intensity with it, but you do know that that's always the truth.
Yeah.
You know?
And so since that time, since like you really were like, Lord, I'm all in, this is what I'm doing for you. Mm-hmm. Your life's been up and to the right the whole time.
Yes. Perfect. Really no struggles.
None.
It's been so amazing.
It's been super simple.
It's been precious.
And every time I serve, it goes.
It's just beautiful.
It goes right.
And you know what? Everyone is so excited about my serving.
And no one
too.
Ever gets upset.
No.
Or
disagrees.
Never.
Yeah.
Okay. So talk a little bit about the reality
yeah.
of serving out of overflow
mm-hmm.
and struggling
yeah.
and hitting walls
yeah.
and continuing to yeah. say yes to him.
Yeah.
And I will say, because I said yes, it made me think about it. You have an amazing ministry called Yes Ministries, mm-hmm. where you go and you speak. You've written some books. You've mm-hmm. done some different things. I actually took one of your books to Africa.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
Yes.
It
was so fun. But you have this ministry. It's called Yes Ministry. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so cool because it does go right along with you that you are someone that has said yes to mm-hmm. the Lord. And not just when it's been pretty.
Right.
Or easy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I just remember that first initial yes of surrendering my life to him back in, you know, I don't know, the late 90s. I was in the corporate world and I just was like, okay, God, my life is yours, really. I'm starting to understand this more. And so that means my vocation is yours, whatever you want me to do. And so when he was calling me into ministry, I joined the staff of a startup church in Sugar Land. And there was no building. And I moved in from a corner office in downtown Houston with a beautiful window to a trailer with all men, and I was working. My office was right next to the restroom.
Nice.
One restroom, and I'm just going to lay that right there for you.
You know, in a trailer, those walls were thick.
Woo, goodness. You know, and yeah. So, and I just remember, to your point, sitting there going, this, I had to have heard him wrong. There's yeah. no way, because I thought, you know, when I surrender my life to you, God, and you call me into ministry, I'm going to be like the American Mother Teresa. I'm going to be, it's just going to be great. Right. Just as a lifelong quiet time with people. And somehow they're just, it's, I didn't even know what to expect, but somehow I'd romanticized it in my mind mm-hmm. that it would be easy, but it would be glorious. And even the hard things would be precious.
Right.
And then I find myself literally the first week sitting in this trailer going, this is terrible. What have I left behind? A corporate credit card, you know, a big budget that I was in charge of that was fun to, I just had a really fun job. I wasn't leaving because I was disgruntled. I was leaving because I was saying yes. Mm-hmm. And that yes was proven to be really hard really quickly.
Right.
But I tell you, it in some ways developed a spiritual grit in me that I think we have to have if we're going to go the distance.
Yep.
You know,
I tell women all the time, you have to start working the muscle of obedience.
Yes.
Like say That's yes right. to the little things, because eventually you're going to need the muscle.
That's right.
Just even the muscle memory of we say yes, yes to the Lord.
Yes.
And getting to that place. Yeah. yeah.
Recently. So fast forward, it's been 30 years since that decision. Jason and I were in transition and he was interviewing for several different jobs, and we didn't know if God was keeping him as a pastor or if we might be called out in a different, we just didn't know. And we were bringing our kids into it. My son is 18, my daughter's 16. We were sitting around the dinner table and they were like, well, you know, we're open to whatever God wants as long as we stay in Friendswood. I mean, as long as that means we get to stay
here. As long
here.
As my world doesn't change, yeah. y'all can do whatever you want.
That's right.
Yeah, which is and it was, normal. So that's how I always tell people, I'm yeah. like, people love change that they're in control of.
That's right.
Sure.
And it feels comfortable.
Yeah.
And so both of my kids were like, you know, as long as we stay in Friendswood, and Jason and I both, to your point of the muscle memory, it didn't even, we didn't hesitate. We were like, listen, our lives are God's. Mm. And so, of course, we would all love to stay in Friendswood and watch you guys graduate yeah. here. But our lives are his. We surrendered it to him a long time ago. So we're just going to trust him and say yes. And he'll make it clear where the yes yeah. is. But we're going to say yes. And so it's been, we've never looked back. We've never regretted the yes, but it's rarely been up and to the right and easy.
Right.
It's been glorious. Glorious. I mean, you wouldn't trade yes. it.
Right.
But it's not.
Yeah.
You're not signing up because it's lucrative. You're not signing up because it's easy and bougie and all of those things.
Absolutely.
You're signing up because you're following Jesus.
Yeah. Another reason I specifically wanted you to come and speak is you serve in your church mm-hmm. and have mm-hmm. forever lots of different churches, the things y'all, different places you've served. But you also serve in your community
mm-hmm.
outside the walls mm-hmm. of the church. You're
yeah.
on the Friendswood School Board.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so often, and you have two kids and they do all the things mm-hmm. and you have a husband and all the stuff. I think so often a reason that I think stops people mm-hmm. from serving is they say, I'm too busy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
You have figured out, mm-hmm. and you're probably like, no, I haven't, but you're figuring out
yeah.
just the balance and importance
yep.
of, but I'm going to serve mm-hmm. and then we're going to figure out how mm-hmm. time-wise that looks.
How it shakes out.
Yeah. How have you walked through just that part?
That's a great question. Well, I will say this, you know, really, I always look at my life and at the beginning of every year, you know, come January, I picture my life like a plate or a pie. And I'm like, Lord, you get to tell me what's on my plate.
Mm.
And so I'm going to say yes. And so if that means it's time to roll off school board, because it was very, very clear to me that God was asking me to serve mm. him by serving our yeah. district and serving on the school board. So that was a spiritual decision. And every year I hold it loosely, you know, am I still here? Am I not?
Right.
And what I've had to really trust is, you know, I say no to a lot of things. You just have to.
You have to.
You have to. And it's
yep.
hard, but the more you do it, you understand you've got grace for the things that God calls you to do. He'll equip you for those. But the things that you're pushing and that you're making happen, that grace is not, that grace right. isn't resting on you for that. That's mm-hmm. something you're controlling.
The things you're not letting go of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's just painful. And
mm-hmm.
you just the older I get, the less I even need that. FOMO has lessened a lot
right.
in my life. And you just go, you know, for my own sanity and everyone else's, let's just do what God's asked me to do, because there's enough fulfillment there. But I'll say, I was just speaking to a group of young moms that were preschool age mm-hmm. kiddos, and one of them had sensed God call her to lead this group of moms. Right. And she was getting a lot of like side eyes and question marks of like, well, really, as a good mother, you should just stay at home and parent. Mm-hmm. And that's, you're spreading yourself too thin. So she was having guilt yeah. for saying yes. And so that's another piece of this, Betsy, is that you have to trust God.
That's right.
When he, you know, I've always been in ministry and done it part-time when my kids were little, but I've always had that arm in my life. That piece of me has always been active. Mm-hmm. It's never been dormant. And that's because God's led me there. And I've had my share of guilt of like, am I too absent?
Right.
And God just has grace to cover your kids. Yours and mine, our biggest question is, God, are you asking me to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then settle that. Yes. Okay. Then you're going to figure it out.
That's
for
right.
me. You're going to help me.
Yeah.
Balance it all.
Absolutely.
And he really does.
Yeah.
He really does.
And I think it is that, and you were talking about this, the sheep know their shepherd's uh-huh. voice, and knowing their voice, because here's the thing, you are going to hear so many other voices.
That's right.
It's having to know the person that is coming to you saying, you're amazing, you're wonderful, mm-hmm. you would be perfect at this, you should do this, this is what you
right.
would be. So the praising person
yeah.
to know when that's not even what you say yes to, which
that's right.
hard to say no to sometimes, or even the person going, why are you doing this?
That's
this
right.
is ridiculous. You're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
Why? And it's having to know, okay, I can't listen to either of those. Mm-hmm. I just need to hear mm-hmm. his.
Yep.
And knowing his voice.
Yep. And that takes a lot of courage.
It does.
It takes a lot of stillness. But he is not playing games with us. Like, you will know what he's
yep.
asking you to do. And I remember when he was asking me to roll onto the school board. My ministry is Yes Ministries, and I have a board of directors. And so I pass everything by, you know, I report mm-hmm. to them. I pass mm-hmm. everything by them. And the president at the time was unnerved by my decision to mm-hmm. join the school board, because she's like, you don't have the capacity. You can't do that. How are you going to do that? There's no way the ministry will not suffer if you
yeah.
do that. And she was just coming from a pure angle of just
absolutely,
but I had already knew God was asking me to do it. Jason knew God was asking me to do it. So that would have wrecked me if I wasn't steadied mm-hmm. in that understanding, mm-hmm. that decision. But I was able to say, yes, this is what God's asking me to do. And then she later understood
yeah.
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you and I could at the same time sit here and talk about times that we didn't say yes, that we didn't clearly hear, or we heard it and listen, heard it and said, no,
yeah.
I mean, like literally,
yeah.
like we have those stories
sure.
as well, or where we chose this thing
yeah.
that looks really great, but the God never called us to that. And
right.
we could tell the stories of suffering through those seasons
mm.
of, oh, wow, I'm not even supposed to be here, but
yep.
I've now committed to this. So
yes,
I'm here for
yeah.
the duration, and I will learn from it, Lord.
And whose seat did I take up?
Yes.
That should really be
That's
here.
That's right.
You
Who's
know?
Supposed
like,
to be here?
Yeah.
I had a meeting at church just recently, where the leader of one of our ministries in women's ministry, she had come to me and she said, I think I need to step away.
Mm.
And I said, then do.
Mm-hmm.
Please,
that's right.
Please
that's right.
do. And she was like, I feel bad. I said, don't feel bad. There are seasons.
Yep.
And when your season is done, man, our old missions pastor that was here, Wade Owens, back in the day, he would always say, you're better to be in God's will in Africa in a little hut than to be out of God's will living in your
mm-hmm.
comfortable home.
Oh, yeah.
Like, always be in God's
100%.
will, even if it is uncomfortable.
100%.
And so it's processing through that. So just to say, we're sharing stories of when we did it. And
yeah,
God was
right.
good. Like, there is all the other
thousand
parts
yes.
that go with it.
I mean, a thousand where you just think, oh, shoot.
That didn't go right.
But God's so gracious.
He is so
He's
good.
He's so gracious. No mistake is fatal.
That's right.
So
learning
just,
and changing.
Yeah,
and that's
very,
how he refines us.
He's very
and
gracious. Yeah.
Yeah. I told a woman the other day, I said, God is not up there looking down going, let's see if she figures it out.
Yeah.
Like that.
She better.
That's,
she better.
We'll see.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, that's just not his character.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we get in this mindset of, I've got to figure this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these traps and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not our God.
No, it's not.
It's just not.
It's not. which thank goodness
I know.
It's
I'm
not.
Like, thank
Because oftentimes I'm like, God, I'm a sheep. You remember, I'm a sheep. Not too bright. No. Need you to be really clear. Yep. Really, and he always is.
Yeah. Which
but
is
you have
beautiful.
To you have to be still, and you have to want. You also have to be surrendered and go, like, whatever the answer
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
I really, you know, when we moved to Friendswood, Jason interviewed at a church here. He also was interviewing at a church in Northwest Houston with my best friend and roommate from college she was not on staff there, but she was there. My favorite pastor at the time was the pastor there. It was so shiny in my mind of like, let's go there. We had never heard of Friendswood, okay. literally before we, and I lived in Sugar Land.
Yeah.
And we interviewed here, we interviewed there, and it was super clear. I mean, God just gave us that peace. And I had to kind of grieve it, but mm-hmm. it was exciting to say yes, knowing this is where he's leading us.
Yeah.
So let's go. It's been great.
And I think it's so important that, like we said, to know his voice, you have to know him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so there's just,
yeah.
talk a little bit yeah. about what do you do on a daily basis to know him more?
To draw closer to
him. Because we're never done.
No. You don't ever want to be done.
No.
It's just like you just continue to uncover who he is and how it's such a vibrant relationship when you lean into mm-hmm. it, and it removes the staleness of like checking the boxes of I had my 20-minute quiet time, I sat in the same seat, I opened the word, I made sure to take a picture to prove. You know, it's just when you move out of that into what does this relationship look like now in this season, God? And for me in this season, my time with the Lord is in the morning when I'm walking, because we were talking about this earlier. I'm in a big stage of transition. My son is graduating and I don't like it. And it's rude that he's grown up. And I told him to stop at age 7 and he didn't.
Didn't listen.
So he's graduating yeah. and going to A&M. And so just all the things that go with that.
And I was a super supportive friend and said, hey, in August, it's going to be like a depression period.
Yes!
Just prepare.
It's so like, it's but like, I'm so glad.
No, it's but like, it's real. I mean, yeah. it's a deal.
So and then all the finances that go with
yes.
college, just all the things wake me up at 3 in the morning of just like the, this is a lot that's coming. And so for me to sit still is a little harder right now. It's just difficult. So I need to move my body because typically I'm waking up with anxiety, and so I need to move. And so now I'm walking 3 to 4 miles a day in the mornings, and it just gives me a deep breath, and I can hear from him and lean into him, and it's been wonderful.
I love that.
So that's the main thing I'm doing now. And I'm, you know, I'll listen to scripture or a podcast or something, but also I will just say quickly, for the season of Lent, instead of letting go of something, I took something in and I watched one episode of The Chosen for 40 days.
I saw that some people did that. Yeah.
It was tremendous. Mm. I didn't realize how visual I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great way to draw close to
That's
Jesus.
Awesome.
And so
I
don't know. He's really creative. He allows me to be creative. And so, it's not a formula, it's a relationship. Mm. So for me, at the end of the day, and I've just come to a place of freedom in that, of what draws me to him.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do that. And so right now, it's walking in the mornings. Yeah.
Doing it. I love it. And that's one of the things I think is so great about the Lord. It is a personal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so he created us. He
yeah.
knows how we work.
Yeah.
He knows you need to move. You need mm-hmm. to see a visual. Other people can sit and read.
Yes. And they
just
love it.
Glean. Or, you know, other people just want to sing at
yes.
the top of their lungs.
Yes.
You know? And I love that we're all different. And
mm-hmm.
I think we have to give ourselves permission.
And others' permission
mm-hmm. to say it's going to look a little
mm-hmm.
different. And then the the coolness of that.
It's alive.
Yeah.
It's a relationship that's alive
yes.
and fluid and moving and changing.
Yes.
And it's been great.
I love it so
mm-hmm.
much. Okay, so just so people, if this is, they're like, I wasn't at Ladies Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
They're a boy. They didn't come to Ladies Night Out, maybe. Or, you know, different things. I haven't ever heard you speak. Tell them, like, where, I know you have Yes Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a website?
I do.
You
can just find me at lauraseifert.com.
Okay.
It's S-E-I-F-E-R-T, lauraseifert.com.
Yeah.
That will lead you to Yes Ministries and also Yes Workplace. I'm kind of moving into
I saw that, which is really
teaching and speaking
cool.
and some, you know, corporate environments, working with boards of directors. Mm-hmm. That's been really fun. So both of those, information on both of those is found at lauraseifert.com.
Yeah.
And then Instagram is Laura Seifert, yes, Y-E-S for okay. Yes Ministries.
And on your website, do you have like where you're teaching? Like, do you have
yes,
your schedule?
Yes, our communications girl okay. had to roll off. And so, okay. yes, it is. But I got to get better. I'm terrible at technology. And so...
It's a deal.
So anyway, if it's not up to date, it will be soon.
We'll make, we'll yes, check or go on Instagram or whatever. But because you do speak locally.
A lot.
A yeah. lot. And mm-hmm. so if you're yes. like, you know what? I liked that gal. Yeah. I would love to hear her teach.
And I usually always will promote it on Instagram, like right. Ladies Night yeah. Out. And we had several ladies come that
yes.
don't go to this church, mm-hmm. but we're super excited yeah, yeah, yeah. to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's one of the things I love about Laura is she is local and she does a ton. She does stuff other places, mm-hmm. but she does a ton here locally. And so you usually can catch her teaching mm-hmm. or speaking or different things, different places. Mm-hmm. I can't recommend her enough. She loves the Lord and she loves to teach his word. Mm-hmm. She's not just sharing her opinions, y'all.
Right.
She is teaching God's word. And so
thank you.
You do such an amazing job.
Thank you, Betsy.
I appreciate you.
So happy to be here.
Yay.
Thank you.
So fun. Y'all, like I said.
Loved Monday night too.
Yeah. It was, listen, having Laura here is always a blessing. Go find her where you can. And I hope, listen, share this conversation with other people just so they can be encouraged to go and serve and figure out what the Lord has in mm-hmm. store for them. So thanks for coming
Thank
today.
You, Betsy.
Thanks for it's hanging out fun. With us. We will see you next time on Table Talk.
Bye, guys. Bye.